You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Tom Nichols to score and Exeter to win is 14-1, and Christian Benteke to score and Liverpool to win in the market at 11-8. Should be, Derek, plain sailing for Liverpool this one. Exeter haven't reached the FA Cup fourth round since 1981. They've lost seven ties since then. And Liverpool, winners on Tuesday night against Stoke. Couldn't believe that, Derek. I thought over 2-1 Stoke was an absolute gift, and then they produce a performance despite all the injuries.
Yeah, well, Liverpool did and Stoke didn't. It was a poor performance by Stoke, I thought, but I suppose they deserved one after they'd been playing so well. This won't be plain. This is anything but plain sailing for Liverpool, Dave. We all know all the injury problems Liverpool have got, about seven hamstring victims and the rest are, you know, on one leg. There's no defenders fit. There's a lot of young lads being called back from loan deals to be in the squad for this fixture. It's a game that Liverpool don't want. They're fifth since Christmas. I haven't had five pints since Christmas. These have had five matches. I mean, it's ridiculous, their workload. So I just can't see Liverpool, anybody back in Liverpool at 4-9. Your only option is Exeter. Now, the only thing is, they're only 13-2 and they've lost their last four games. So there ain't much to get your hopes up about there. But you've got to go in a handicap here. This is, if Liverpool want to win this, right, you know, they should be able to. They're a Premier League side after all. But a lot of the clientele is going to be unfamiliar to punters. And it might be in Liverpool's, the manager's eyes, just to get through. It doesn't matter if it's a convincing victory, just to get through. So I would suggest a bet on Exeter with the start on the handicap is the way to go here, because I think any victory for Liverpool would do for them. I'm going to go for Exeter plus a goal at 13-8. They're only 11-20 plus two goals, by the way, which is nothing to get worked up about. But Exeter plus a goal at 13-8. One thing I should say, we've got to, you know, do we... How do you read Jurgen Klopp's mindset here? He's been moaning about the fixture workload. They're playing in the FA Cup, which probably means little to him. And think back to 2005 when Liverpool, the new manager for Liverpool, Rafa Benitez, went to Burnley in the FA Cup third round. They gave a non-show. They went out in the third round. Everyone went berserk. And four months later, they won the European Cup. Liverpool won't be doing that this season. But, you know, are they non-triers tonight? I've got a suspicion that they might well be. Exeter plus a goal for me.
Maybe if it was any other manager, but yeah. Jurgen Klopp at Borussia Dortmund, he loved cup competitions, didn't he?
Yeah, that was what he kind of... He won the Super Cup twice, obviously, and won the German Cup 2011-2012, didn't he? So, yeah, I think he'd be more inclined to go for it. But you're right though, Derek. I mean, team news is always everything in these kind of matches, isn't it? You know, you've got to imagine that obviously Liverpool will weaken down to some extent, and I think it will be unfamiliar to a lot of the players even who've been there for a season. You know, I think it's always unfamiliar going to, you know, a lower level ground. But a team news that is interesting from the Exeter point of view is that their player of the year last year, Christian Ribeiro, he's back, probably coming back a little early by his own admission, but he came on as a sub against Wimbledon. I mean, there's nice piece from him in the local paper, the Exeter paper, and he was talking about how he's been watching from the sidelines during that run that you explained, Derek. And he said they haven't been playing that badly. It's just that, you know, they haven't been getting the rub of the green. And the thing is, I mean, we say this every time at this time of year, don't we, Derek? It's your one of your pieces from Harry Redknapp. I think it was in the book you did with him, wasn't it? Where he said that on any given night, any given team in the four divisions of English football can play each other and can match each other. It's just the consistency that you can't achieve. Yeah. So you've always got to give a home team like an Exeter the benefit of the doubt that they're going to raise their game to such an extent that it will level things out a little bit. And you've also got to admit that top-level players will be a little bit underwhelmed by the surroundings. I'm not saying St James Park is, you know, is a dive or anything, but, you know, it's different, isn't it? It's a different experience for them. And it's a different type of football, let's not forget. They won't get as much time on the ball. It'll be a bit more, you know, harem scarem. So I know where Derek's going with that. I can see why he'd be with Exeter on the handicap. I think Liverpool will win. And I think they'll probably almost do a job on them, and maybe, you know, kind of put your, you know, when you're a dad and you put your hand on your son's head and he's swinging away and he can't quite reach you. I know you don't know that, Dave.
No, I don't know that.
One day. But I think that's what they'll do. I think Liverpool will keep Exeter arm's length, and I think they'll take the sting out of the game. I'm going to go for a Liverpool win and under 2.5 goals here. I think it might be a pretty poor game. Liverpool will have to withstand a little bit of pressure. I think Liverpool will get the job done, but maybe only just. A 2-0 would be my favourite bet. But I mean, it's 14-5, the win and under 2.5 goals, which, you know, fits with Liverpool. I know they've had those three games away from home where they were on fire, weren't they? 4-1 they beat City, 3-1 they beat Chelsea, 6-1 they beat Southampton. But away from that, they're the goals are sparse, to say the least, away from home. So Liverpool and under 2.5 for me.
Okay, Liverpool and under 2.5, 14-5. If you are looking at a 2-0 Liverpool win on the correct score market, that's 15-2 here with William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.